Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
From North Carolina.
Yeah, you got it.
6'6".
Yeah, it's gotta play for a while though before you get into the beginning.
Yeah, this is the intro.
Right. Yeah, this is not the intro to the I Am the Sky.
Any surprise that I asked Millennial Ben to play? He's this and he got it wrong.
Yeah, well, this is the song.
Okay, Boomer.
Not the intro.
Right.
Okay,
which
Boomer.
Many
NBA fan.
Young
which,
NBA fan recognized.
Yeah.
Okay, Boomer.
Poor Benny. Poor Benny.
Benny.
He's a little fellow.
But I don't want to go too hard on him because otherwise I'll be accused of being a prima donna, which apparently Benny has been complaining to Richie, throwing me under the bus that I'm a prima donna.
Throwing that thing around.
Shh.
Man.
Ridiculous.
No. Is it?
No.
Is it ridiculous?
No, you are a prima donna.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, not a prima donna.
No, I'm not.
You're full of yourself.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll own that. It's Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, where we have some fun with you, coming up with some great hot takes that Mark has no choice but to say, you know what? You're not wrong. Unfortunately, rough start. Oh, for the first hour.
Yeah, none of you guys are all going to go into the holiday season with Thanksgiving, and you're not going to be able... You're all sitting at the kids' table right now.
So far.
Nobody's gotten invited to the adult table.
Come on now. We're going to storm the beaches of I Told You So Island. We got to be better than this. Let's go.
From where I stand on the beach, I can't even see your ships yet.
Oh, man.
The Armada's not even in, I can't even see it.
Let's go.
With the naked eye.
Those beaches will be open for this weekend.
Pick it up. 303-713-1043. So, we have this debate. It goes round and round. How do you approach the quarterback position? How do you find quarterbacks? How should you emphasize them in the draft? All this stuff, right?
Right.
Mac Jones' stock is soaring right now to the point where Tyrann Mathieu, out of nowhere, the honey badger, came out on Twitter and just threw compliments at the feet of Mac Jones.
Yeah, he did.
Odd.
Why is it odd?
Where'd that come from?
Because
they're not playing.
But because the honey badger game respects game, and the honey badger is one of those guys that came out. Remember, he was. Yeah, I mean, he got suspended from LSU, didn't he? He had kind of coming out in the draft. I don't think he was drafted based upon some off-field stuff where he was supposed to, and it was important to go to Arizona originally because he had at that time. He had Patrick Peterson, who played with him at LSU, to basically take him under the chicken wing and, you know, hold him accountable and, you know, just put the, you know, kind of drape the wing across his shoulders and say, hey, follow me, young lad, because Patrick Peterson is the consummate pro. And so anyhow, I mean, I think for him, there is that badge of honor of people saying, well, you're not this and you're not that and you're, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so he's just recognizing, hey, man, it doesn't matter where you come from or what the hype is. Can you play or can you not play?
So here's what he said. He said, Mac Jones wasn't trendy enough for y'all at first. Now y'all love him. Man, y'all funny. Day in and day out. Should be on Comedy Central. He doesn't throw sidearm or run fast, so people knocked him. Dude can play QB, period. It reminded me of something that I read back before the season from Lewis Riddick, and I went back and looked it up. Lewis Riddick, who, very respected NFL mind, has worked in front offices
he's
before.
He's been in front offices. He's interviewed for GM jobs. It's what he wants to do. He wants to go back into the NFL. From the TV world and go back to being a GM, but go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, I know he's not as qualified to talk about quarterbacks as, let's say, D-Mac.
Right.
But, you know.
Coach, did Josh Allen... Oh, I'm sorry.
So here's what he had to say. This was before the draft. okay? Before.
Yeah, sorry, that made me,
I know. Before,
made me chuckle.
His credit, he's been very good sport about
right.
it. But anyway, he said this. I believe this. We have become so conditioned to believe unless you have Patrick Mahomes or a guy like Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson who can run around and make it look like schoolyard football that you can't win in the NFL. This position is about decision making and accuracy. That's what Mac Jones is. That is always going to be the case at quarterback. It's still what the position will always come back to. He doesn't have Mahomes' arm. He doesn't have Watson's arm. He doesn't have Zach Wilson's arm. But what he has is the ability to make quick decisions and put the ball on people in a timely fashion that allows them to do what they do. That's what football is really all about. We're so much into the aesthetic aspects of football and the fantasy football aspects of football that we get enamored with the guys who have great physical traits. The football graveyard is littered with people who had great physical traits but couldn't play the game in a team setting. We forget about that every year around draft time because we become enamored with height, weight, speed, and arm strength.
Yeah.
So whenever I say taking these quarterbacks high up in the first round just because of their ability to run fast, throw the ball hard, it's why these guys continue to get overdrafted, and that right there is what I will use as my, I rest my case.
What
he just said it.
Right.
This is why these guys get overdrafted and why guys get overlooked.
What do I always say about this game in general? We get enamored with fantasy football. We get enamored with athleticism because athleticism doesn't take any work, Mike. You can see it, you know, from a evaluator standpoint. It takes no effort to look at athleticism, to read a stopwatch. That takes no effort. You don't have to dig through tape. You don't have to speculate. You don't have to see anything. It takes zero work. And so that's what we see. We see Justin Fields' athleticism. What I see is his lack of understanding when it comes to protection, how he puts himself in harm's way, how he puts his team in harm's way. Like, I see the other things when I'm watching film. And those are the things that really ultimately either win you games or cost you games. And Mac Jones, from a decision-making standpoint, I mean, in week two, Bill Belichick said he's got total autonomy at the line of scrimmage. I talked to Tom Brady last week. He said, hey, man, I'm not a reactionary athlete. I have to know where I'm going, how I'm getting the ball there. And he said, not in an arrogant way, Mike. He said, you know, the 50-50 ball we were just talking about, he goes, I don't throw 50-50 balls. I throw 90-10 balls because I know what I'm doing.
He
I know
said
where I'm
he
going.
He throws 90-10
balls? 90-10
balls. Did you get a little,
oh, my
gosh. A little pee shiver?
Yeah.
Just a little.
I did.
Drip, drip, a little
yeah,
bit?
No? I had a little piddly in my pants. I can't wait to tell Joel.
Oh, God, you two. Oh, Joel's just going to be.
Oh.
Oh, he's going to love that. Oh, he's going to love that. Oh, I can't wait now. 1 hour from now, Joel Klatt will join us.
I'm just going to.
That'll have to be the first thing.
I'm going to regale Joel with brainy stories.
Yeah, that's the first thing we're going to talk. I guarantee you he will let out a long groan. A long, low groan.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a yes. No. It'll be more like a. All right. Tell me why I'm wrong. Got a bunch lined up. We attack I Told You So Island next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Come on now. Come on, Tex. All right, I like this one. Mark, you ruined this Broncos season by getting mine and other people's hopes up that we were going to have Aaron Rodgers. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Why? I ruined it?
You ruined it.
Got everybody's hopes up. I didn't ruin it. The Packers ruined it by getting cold feet and not doing it. That's not my fault. It is. That's not even close to being my fault. How would I ruin it? Now, would Aaron Rodgers being here been tremendous? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's not my fault. The end of the day, the Packers took a step back, and I'll give them credit for this. They went the 30,000-foot view. They took a step back, and they were like, what are we doing? It's kind of like when we get into what are you talking about. They're like, what are we talking about? Have you seen Jordan Love? The guy couldn't play dead in a Western. So I'll give them credit. They looked at them. They evaluated it. They looked at it and went, can't do that. I can't do that. So I didn't have anything to do with ruining the season. Hey, man, my hopes were up. I was excited. Correct?
You were very excited.
And then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, retro view from Mark. Now he acts like he was a huge Mac Jones fan before. Love the hindsight.
That's not even, that's ridiculous. I had the Niners taking Mac Jones.
At three.
At number three.
Yeah.
Mac Jones can play. Hey, now, I'll be the first to admit, I like Zach Wilson a lot. But I'll be the first to admit, man, I'm not knee deep in the evaluation of any of these guys. Because if you know my draft philosophy, I'd rather go get Stafford or whether go get somebody, a veteran quarterback who can actually play. I don't want to draft anybody. If it was up to me, I'd trade them all away and go get myself real life football players.
The Avalanche return to work tomorrow night in Vancouver. The Fans Avalanche post game show. You can tune in tomorrow night after the Avs game with the Canucks. And actually, they wait a minute. They play tonight? No, I think they play tomorrow night. Hold on. I was sure it was tomorrow night. Hold on 1 second.
The Avs?
No, they play tonight. Excuse me. They do play. Right. Tune in tonight after the Avs game with the Canucks, and then they're in Seattle. That's what it was. Seattle on Friday for the Kraken.
Oh, the Kraken.
Following all 82 games in the postseason, including the weekends, you can tune in the Fan or 104.3 HD2, all part of our commitment to bring you the most Avalanche content on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. And one man that you will hear frequently during our post-game shows is the one and only Adrian Dater, our Fans Avalanche insider. Check out all his Avs coverage at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. A very slimmed-down Adrian Dater, as I've been following your exploits, as you've been cutting out the sugar and drinking water and dropping, what, about 40 pounds?
35, Mike.
35. Wait, oh, hey, that's
good for
awesome.
You, man. No, congratulations.
That's great.
Thank you, guys.
Good for you.
I didn't have that problem for so many years. They were the opposite. 10,000 calories a day to try to put on weight. Now the opposite. Thank you very much. It's nice to not be such a lard ass anymore.
Well, okay. I like that. Yeah. Don't be a lard ass.
Don't apologize for that.
That's your advice for the day, everybody. Don't be a lard ass like Adrian
Sorry, guys.
Was. Okay. Hey, the Avalanche continuing this just screwed up schedule in November where they play 10 games the entire month. But real quick, how much are you looking forward to seeing them play in Seattle? And with Seattle off to a slow start, could some of their veteran players be made available sooner rather than later for trade? And I'm specifically talking about a guy like Jonas Donskoy.
Yeah, great question, and something I'm thinking about writing about today, in fact, in advance of that game. Yes, I think there is a chance of that. Seattle is 4-10-1. They're not doing well. This is not the Vegas Golden Knights of a few years ago when they went to the Cup Finals as an expansion team. Yeah, it's a possibility. You know, the Avs will have to probably do a little cap maneuvering if they tried to do that. But, you know, the Avs keep gaining cap as the season goes along, so it won't be as hard to do. And I think it would be a good move. I really do. I think he's a guy they've missed in a way. And he hasn't scored a goal yet for Seattle, but You know, he's getting assists, and I just think that would be a nice guy to have back on the team. If they can arrange it, I say they should do it.
Hey, the explosion, offensive explosion, what do you attribute it to over the last couple of games?
Well, you know, I mean, Mark, anytime you get a lot of explosion, it usually means your power play is going better, and it has. This team is still in the bottom half of the league, but it's getting better, and they're getting a lot of chances. And, you know, power plays just sap the other team, too. If you can, you know, keep guys' teams running around, even if you don't score, it kind of just creates more momentum as the game goes along. I think that's been part of it. They've played a couple of mediocre teams, too. Let's be honest here. They haven't played some great opponents lately, and they've beat them like they should. So that's one thing. You know, just Mikko Rantanen getting really good. He's just such a good player. He's been red hot. And, you know, the back end is scoring a little more again. Makar, you know, the defense is really chipping in a lot, actually. I mean, you're getting Gabon Taze scoring goals, guys like him. Sam Girard, 4 points the other night. So it's a more rounded out team for sure. Of course, they lose another guy, JT Compher. You know, won't play tonight, next month with some kind of upper body injury. But, you know, they've got too much, you know, they've got enough offensive power that they should still be able to score more nights than not, even with the loss of a couple guys.
All right. So what's on your breakfast diet plan? What are we having this morning? Like,
Actually, I just had some scrambled eggs, a little bit of corned beef hash, not too much. You know, that'll probably be it for until dinner tonight. You know, I usually skip lunch. I don't know if you guys think that's a good idea or not, but I am kind of on that one meal a day thing a little bit. So, yeah, a lot of water, too. I don't know why, but water makes you lose weight. I never knew that. Why didn't somebody tell me that a lot earlier?
Yeah, you should have been listening to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
TB12 method.
Oh, really?
You can't even get sunburn if you drink enough water. That's right. The Tom Brady thing.
Concussions, too.
Yeah. I mean,
it's science.
It's science. It heals everything.
All right, Adrian.
AD.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Adrian Dater. Again, you'll be able to hear him as part of our Avalanche postgame show tonight after the Avs game with the Canucks. You'll have Sandy Clough and Sean Drotar on for that. Four Down Territory coming your way next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Be quiet. I'm answering the question.
This is Four Down Territory.
Let's talk football.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He's giving them the business.
That guy's pretty good. If you like 6'5", 230-pound quarterbacks, laser, rocket arms.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
On Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Ready, bread. First down.
One game at a time, and we've got to take it one day at a time in our preparation. We've got to try and fix all of our correctable errors, and we've got to do a better job of coaching these guys. You know, we've got to do a better job of calling the game. Me on defensively, Pat and Mike offensively. We all have to be better.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Well, I'll tell you what, I just can't wait. Boy, the Chargers and the Chiefs coming out of the bye, they don't know what's in store for them.
Yeah.
If Vic Fangio could do that deep dive coming off a mini bye after the Cleveland game and the destruction that he wreaked on Dallas.
Yes. Wait till
can you imagine what he could do with a full bye week?
Wait till the rest of the league gets a hold of that film and learns how to shut down Dallas. Oh, they don't stand a chance, Mike. They don't stand a chance. So essentially, how many weeks are you think it's just a 2 week bump after the bye week that you can work on? You know, you think it's a 2 week bump? So automatically they're getting two wins.
Yeah.
But you think it could extend to a 3 week bump? What are our next three games? Can we go 3-0 with that bump?
Chargers, Kansas City, Detroit.
Done. 3-0. So now we're sitting at 8-5.
8-5.
Maybe, but we should just chalk it up at 8-5 now.
All I could say is, NFL, you made a mistake. Don't ever, ever give Vic Fangio a bye week. Dangerous.
Yes.
Next in Four Down Territory.
Second down.
I really think that for us, this is literally the perfect bye week. You know, rest your bodies, rest your mind, and come back and, you know, let's do it.
Ooh, I like that.
Shelby Harris.
Yeah.
Did you like bye weeks?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that, yeah, you needed it.
I always had surgeries during a bye week. It was never a week off.
You always looked at, even if you didn't have anything wrong with you at the time, the schedule would come out. You'd be like, oh, week 10, bye week. That'll be a good time to get a surgery.
Yeah. I don't know
what it'll be, but, you know, knee, back, shoulder.
I literally think in my career with Denver, there was one bye, in 6 years here in Denver, there was one bye week where I didn't have a surgery.
And I'm sure they were all defined to the media as being minor surgeries.
Yeah.
Because it's always minor when somebody else is talking about your surgery.
But, you know, what it tells you is, you know, I'd be like, week six, all right, I got to put off, tore a piece of cartilage in my knee, and it's killing me, but I have to play through the next 5 weeks before I can have the surgery. Yeah, I think five of my six bye weeks were spent, you know, on an operating table and then in the facility rehabbing, getting ready. Well, everybody else is going to Vegas. Right, you're going to Vegas. I'm going to operating room one.
Hey, Shannon, where are you going? Vegas. Stink, where are you going? Porter Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Where are you spending your bye week?
No.
Next in fourth down territory.
Third down.
Ross takes a shotgun snap. Going to lay it up over the top. Metcalf in the back of the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks. An absolutely perfect pass from Russell Wilson to DK Metcalf.
Seahawks Radio, Russell Wilson, talking on a podcast, interviewed on a podcast, says that his career goals are to play 20-plus years in the NFL and to eventually be involved in NFL ownership. He'll be turning 33 on November 29th. 33.
Monday the 29th.
It seems like he's been in the league forever. I mean, this is his 10th year.
It is. That is forever in NFL parlance.
So
maybe not in the quarterback world anymore, but 10 years is a long time.
So 10 more years? Which, hey, look, if these quarterbacks who take care of themselves, and judging by the incredibly quick comeback that he had from this finger surgery, where most people thought he'd be out a little bit longer, clearly this is a guy. And he takes care of himself.
Yeah.
And when motivated, he takes care of himself. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to play. He doesn't take big hits. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to play into his mid-40s, Brady style.
He said he was rehabbing 19 hours a day.
Well, you can rehab while you're sleeping, can't you?
To get back.
Can't you rehab while you're sleeping?
Finger calisthenics?
Like don't you have like finger stim or something like that?
Let's stretch, do some finger stretching. You know?
One and two
and three. Finger burpees. Go!
Woo! Sore.
Right.
Add a little cup of ice. I know I light my candle for Aaron Rodgers every night. I'm lighting now a new candle every night for the destruction of the Pete Carroll Russell Wilson relationship. 10 more years of Russell Wilson, sign me up.
I keep getting guys, Mickey, you know, was, hey, Pete Carroll's gone after this year. Mark my word. Like, the offense, this antiquated, he's changed offensive coordinators every time Russell Wilson wants a new one. He just got the dude from the Rams. Can't remember his name right offhand.
I think it's Shane. He's got the Oda McVay on him.
Yeah, he's got some Oda McVay. I mean, what more do you want?
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Actually, Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, and he invoked the now famous relax comment.
Did he?
About dealing with everything that he's dealing with right now. All the criticism and everything. Can you find that, Benny?
All the criticism that he's dealing with now is he's
been a tough. He said that he was exhausted after the game the other day. It was a tough 10 days or so.
Well, and you know, I hope you learned a lesson. Don't be a disingenuous turd. Then you don't have to deal with it. It's not exhausting if you think you're right. It's not exhausting if you It's exhausting because you know what you did was wrong.
NFL.com has their power rankings out, and they have the Green Bay Packers at number one.
Do they?
They have Tennessee at number two.
Tennessee.
Dallas at number three.
Dallas. You're lucky you only had to go up against Fangio once, Dallas. Oh, my. Can you imagine? We'd be 16-0 if we... Oh, wait. There's 17 games. Damn it. Be 17-0 if we played Dallas every
Arizona
week.
4, Buffalo 5, Tampa Bay 6, Kansas City.
Oh, gosh.
Up to number 7.
Here they come.
Patriots in at number 8.
Ooh. Ooh.
The Rams at 9. Ravens at 10. Where do you think they have the Broncos?
Broncos, 5-5. I'm going to say 19.
Hold on.
Oh, gosh.
Screen. 23rd.
Wah, 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 wah.
Down 6 wah. Spots.
23rd.
Going the wrong way. Okay, that'll do it for 4 Down Territory. Our tour around the NFL. Bring that to you each and every morning at 7:30. All right. We got to get in here. People are like, when are you going to get to more tell me why I'm wrong? I want Mark to admit that he's not, that he's wrong and that I'm right. All right. They're lined up. They're ready to go. We challenge Mark. We do that next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Joe Klatt coming up in about 20 minutes, but I want to devote these next 20 minutes to getting Mark to admit
you're not wrong. You know I'm a
time
child
to storm
80s,
the beaches.
But who's, turn that up. Who sings this? Walk on the Moon. That's a group or that's the name of the song? Walk the Moon. Shut Up and Dance. I should kind of, this is kind of catchy. I like that. It's catchy.
I'm taking ownership of the playlist.
Yeah. By the way, there was
I've been sending Benny suggestions for
there's
him
very
to
few songs
turn that, over the list.
There's very few songs I'll put on my list of my playlist that aren't from the 80s. One, remember the song by the New Radicals? It played in stadiums all the time. And every time I hear it in the stadium, it reminds me of being in the huddle in 2000 in St. Louis. They were playing a lot. And I was like, I like this song. In St. Louis on a Monday night, a Sunday. It was either a Sunday or Monday, probably. Now that I think about it.
See, this is the kind of stuff I see what you're doing now. You're like an evil genius.
What's that?
You're trying to deflect me, take me down a different road so that I don't.
Yes, this is it, Benny. Crank this up. I'd be in the huddle with my little groove on, you know, getting ready to dispense some justice and short some necks.
Kind of shaking and waddling that fat ass of yours back and forth.
Oh, the ass at that point was very slim. It was the gut. I never loved my weight never
hey,
changed.
I'm not going to do this.
My weight never changed. It just shifted.
I'm not going to
I just had a shifting.
It moved.
It was
more
a metamorphosis.
Kind of like, you know, as a lot of people get older, they tend to move south. So too did your body.
I was like
it
the opposite.
South.
I came in as a butterfly and I morphed into a big fat caterpillar.
Okay. Let's get into this. Mark, if yes. Drew Locke were the Denver Broncos quarterback all season, they would be 5-5 and be a lot more entertaining. Tell me why I'm wrong.
So you want entertainment. Like you don't care about wins.
Well, no, he's saying they'd have the same record.
But no.
Maybe if Drew Locke had been starting all 5 games, all 10 games, what would their
did
record
you watch
be?
Him come in the second half of Baltimore?
Yes, in a role that he had never handled before. I also watched him during the preseason, which I thought he looked pretty good. What would their record be if he had played all 10 games? To this point.
I don't know.
Did they beat the Giants? Yes. Did they beat Jacksonville? Yes. Did they beat the Jets? Yes. Did they lose to Baltimore? Yes. Did they lose to Pittsburgh? Yes. Did they lose to Vegas here?
Of course, they weren't even competitive in that game.
Do they?
I don't know that they beat the Giants week one.
Did they win at Cleveland?
No. They got thumped in it just because the score was close.
Did they beat Washington here? Yeah. Did they beat Dallas?
I don't
know. Especially with Vic Fangio's masterful work on the mini-buy?
I don't know that they beat Washington here. I really don't.
I think they're 5-5.
they may be 5-5. They're probably not 5-5. But, you know, bottom line is, again, this is stupid. I disqualify.
At the worst, they'd be 4-6.
Okay.
At the worst, it'd be one game.
Okay. So what? But you're more entertaining with a worse record?
And at least you'd be watching a young quarterback that maybe has some upside.
I would argue that if they're not going to run the ball, if they're not going to shift their mentality, if they're not going to lean on their two greatest players, and by the way, at least Bridgewater understands the pocket. He understands how to get rid of the ball. He understands, he may not, you know, understand tackling, but he understands that aspect of it.
Oh, he knows how to get rid of the ball? Got rid of it too quick. You showed me a play with Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
That should have been a touchdown.
Should have been.
He flinched. You got rid of it too quick.
Yeah. Well, he got rid of it. It's better to get rid of it too quick than it is to hold it too long and take a sack, and then all of a sudden you let a team back in on a strip sack fumble return for a touchdown. And shoulda, woulda, couldas. But at least we'd have more fun to watch. It'd be fun watching him run around.
The texter said the record and more
entertaining. He's wrong. I've already spoken.
Oh.
I put my foot down.
Oh, see, this is what gets you number one on the prima donna list.
No. Not a prima donna. That's just truth. Truthiness, as Stephen Colbert used to call it. It's the truthiness of the statement.
Teddy Bridgewater let Melvin Gordon off the hook with his lack of effort on the fumble return because everyone's been talking about Teddy all week when we should be talking about Gordon having yet another critical fumble. Tell me why I'm wrong.
They're two separate
entities. Nobody's talked about Melvin Gordon this week.
Sure. I'll give you, for instance, this is just news cycle. This is how the news people work. This is how the media works. You know, I mean, Urban Meyer was the biggest story ever until who trumped it? Was it John Gruden that came out and trumped it with his firing? It's the way it works. It's unacceptable. 100% it's unacceptable. It's a bad situation. But the bottom line is, the thing that has become the face of the dysfunction that is the Broncos right now is Teddy Bridgewater just not even giving any effort. And so automatically that trumps it. Both are bad. Let me say one more thing. Melvin Gordon, you know when fumbles happen? Fumbles happen from effort. Fumbles happen because you're trying to get a first down. Fumbles happen because you're in a pile grinding for that extra yardage because you know it's a short yardage situation and you can't just go down. You've got to fight. And when you fight,
Hold on. I got to call you on that. You'll have plenty of veteran NFL coaches, Bill Belichick among them, who will say it's more about lack of concentration, and that's why he punishes.
Yeah.
Punishes.
How many carries does Bill Belichick have?
I don't care, why does Bill Belichick punish running backs who fumble? If he thought they were just trying really hard and trying desperately to get that extra yard, do you think he'd be so vindictive towards people who put the ball on the turf? No, clearly he thinks it's their mistake.
He punishes backs who are the bottom of the roster backs. If Corey Dillon puts the ball on the ground when they were winning a Super Bowl with Corey Dillon, you know what he says? Hey, man, let's concentrate. Let's hold on that ball. I know you were in a tough situation there. A lot of people dragging at it. Just know that they're punching at it. There's a mistake of effort, Mike. As a coach, we can live with a mistake of effort. You're going 100 miles an hour. You're trying to make something happen, and you got fourth down and two, and you got to convert. You know you just can't go down. You're going to give that extra effort. You know the ball is getting punched at. That there's the difference. The difference, the reason that Melvin Gordon isn't taking any heat right now is it's a mistake of effort.
But his point, the texter's point, and this is why he is not wrong and he gets a win.
No.
Is because his point is that if it had not been for what happened with Bridgewater, Melvin Gordon would be facing all the heat this week to the point where people like you would be saying it is time to make more of the shift to Javonte Williams.
I said
that's
that.
Fact.
I said that. Week one, I was trying to trade Melvin Gordon come trade deadline.
Mike, I mean, that, like, that's, hey, you know what? It's cloudy out today. Ooh, wow, what a revelation. No, I looked out the window, moron. I mean, it's, yeah, that's just, I mean, that's, you don't get that because the bottom line is one was at least a mistake of effort. And yeah, it sucks, but I understand that. All right. The other was, hey, let me shine a light on this. Whoa, it looks real dangerous down there. Don't get involved. I mean, that's unacceptable.
All right, I worked hard for you.
All right, fine. Yeah. This one's a winner.
This one's a winner.
This one coming up?
This one coming up.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That sounds like a challenge. Mark, if the Broncos are truly serious about changing the culture around this football team that you always talk about, there's only one guy they should be looking to hire, and that is Dan Quinn. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Just
because I know you love Quinn. I love Quinn.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with that. That is so. If you're looking, you have two choices. You're either looking to bring in the next whiz kid offensive guy. You're looking for an X's and O's boost, or you're looking for a culture boost. I would argue right now, the culture boost is more important. You can find the X's and O's with your coordinators, but they need a leader.
Right. They need
and
a leader.
I love Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I'm, come on. That's a win. So.
I like you a lot.
Okay. There's only one problem with this statement. Read the statement again, because I'll tell you what the problem is. And
if you are looking to change the culture of the Broncos, yes, which you always talk about, Mark, there's only one guy they should hire, and that is Dan Quinn. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Only one. This is not Highlander.
There can be only one.
I'm not talking about Sean Connery here. So, you pigeonholed yourself by saying there can be only one.
Well, give me one better.
Oh, Raheem Morris.
We don't want Raheem Morris to be the head coach.
Raheem Morris is phenomenal.
Better than Dan Quinn?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if he's better.
Well,
but
the texts are saying it's Dan Quinn. Name me one better.
I just named you a guy.
Name me one better is what the text.
Well,
is
if the
implying.
Two are 50-50. The two are 50-50. I'm just saying.
What about Doug Peterson? The guys yesterday were talking about Doug Peterson.
Peterson. I don't know.
I won a Super Bowl just a few years ago. Is he the mix between the offensive kind of mad genius and somebody who's
a little Ned Ryerson to me? Listen, I'm not going to...
Ryerson?
Here's the thing.
Make some Ned Ryerson.
I don't know. He just kind of... here's the thing. And so this is like... This is very much like math class in grade
school. Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
This is like... This question is very much like math problems in grade school. You get 50% credit. So you give the answer, but you don't show your work. You got the right answer, but you didn't show your work. But teacher, I did the work in my head. I know what that, that's not the assignment.
See, I was the other way.
You gotta show the
work. I never got the answer, but I showed just enough work to show that I really tried when I had no clue what the answer was. But I showed enough work just to get by.
So you got the other half.
I got the other half.
You got the half of, hey, the kid works hard, he's just not bright.
Correct.
You got that half.
Correct.
So, from a cultural building standpoint, I would be over the moon if that hired Dan Quinn.
And by the way, for the texters saying, we don't need another defensive coach. I'm not even thinking of him as a defensive coach or an offensive coach.
No,
I'm thinking of him as a coach.
He's a
head coach. That's all I'm thinking.
And he has no problem hiring good people, understanding what he wants as an offensive system, understanding what he wants on the defensive side, hiring guys and empowering those guys to do their jobs. Dan Quinn is a phenomenal team builder.
We had the chance to be around the Falcons that year in the Super Bowl. We were out there covering that Super Bowl, and that Atlanta team was top to bottom, the way they handled themselves. Kyle Shanahan was on that staff. I mean, it was a well-run organization, and they were up 28-3 in the Super Bowl. That got away from them. It got away. And, you know, it just so happened they had the greatest quarterback of all time and an evil genius on the other side, and it happened. But they were up 28-3 in the Super Bowl. So I'm getting these texts regarding Dan Quinn. So we're going to just snub our nose. We're just going to be like, nope, don't want a guy that blew the Super Bowl, but we want some hotshot coordinator who's never been a head coach to come in here and solve all of our woes. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I'll give you 50% credit.
No, that's a win. No, that's a win.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Okay,
I'm fine with that.
I didn't think you'd fight. I didn't think you'd fight that one.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I didn't think you'd
fight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
All right.
I love that drop.
KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.